All right, let me explain what worship is before we sit down. And I will explain through a question. All right? Through a question. If you were told that if you came into this building today at 11 a.m., and if you came in here, everyone who gets in here will be given £1 million. Please, I'm asking a question, okay? And I want us to be serious. God sees your heart. Don't say, I don't care about £1 million. If you don't care about £1 million, don't. Okay, some people are saying, I care. All right, if you were told that if you got here at 11 a.m. today, you will get £1 million, and then you woke up, and then it snowed, and then you woke up, and then they told you the trains were cancelled, and then you woke up, and then they told you maybe you even got a flat tire on your car, right? Before God and man, what would you do for £1 million? Please answer. Let God hear you. You are not talking to me. Huh? I will get Uber. No, you don't know. You woke up. You woke up and found out. You woke up and you just found out. Sorry? You were told you are coming for the £1 million today. You were told before today. You will sleep here. Sorry, but they don't leave the doors open. You will sleep outside under the snow. All right. Sincerely speaking, how many of us will not come? No. I've given you the conditions. How many of us will not? You won't come. It's snowing. Trains are canceled. That's it. 11 a.m., £1 million, you can go and throw it in the Mercy River if you care. I don't care. Is there anyone who will not? It's not a case of depending on who said it. It's guaranteed you will get it if you come. Don't give conditions. You will not come. Okay, please give her the microphone. You are preaching today. Please come. Come. Give her the microphone. You are going to say it on that camera. Where's your husband? Husband, man, you are not together. I thought it's only Peter that denied Jesus. Now listen. Yeah. I like what you said because it illustrates something also that I need us to know. When it comes to worship, it's you alone with God. It's you and God alone. It's you and God alone when it comes to worship. Now, the reason why I will come, I don't know about you, is number one, £1 million. I think I have an idea of the worth of £1 million. Compared to the snow, compared to the rail lines that are canceled, I had people saying they will walk. The reason why you will do all that is because of the worth of £1 million. If you know the worth of God, you know the worth of God. See, the way some of us is just down to our understanding. Please, how we are listening, please, all the ushers at the back there, please stand up. Yeah, I know the worth of that table. Please just sit in the congregation, don't sit on the table. Yeah, mingle. It's a family service today. If you know the worth of God. Some of us, the way we worship, the excuses we give, the reasons we give, I mean valid, legitimate, it's all down to our understanding of the worth of what we're doing and who we're going. You see, the reason why you come here, that's a sign of worship. You know the worth of £1 million, and that affects the way you will relate your relationship with £1 million. Because it's because of £1 million you will get here. Snow, rail, anything canceled, you will come. We are led to start a 21-day decluttering of our hearts. And the reason being, please, I need everybody to listen. Please, just leave what you're doing. Leave what you're doing, please. I love you all. You know, our welcome team, you're doing a great job. Please, you can all sit down. I can see that I'm the only one who should be standing, because we're the only one standing now because we are worshippers, right? Okay. We're led to start at 21 days from the start of this December, so that we can change our mindset towards how we relate with God. Some of us think we actually worship God, but the reality is we're not worshiping God truly the way God wants us to worship Him. We will come here 11 a.m. for £1 million, but if it's the same reason you hear a service, you won't come. Oh, Pastor, we'll watch online. Can you collect £1 million online? Bank transfer. But you are told there's no bank transfer. It's physical transfer. It's physical impartation. It's not forsaking assembling together. Assembling physically. There comes a time, and one of the things we don't know is that, for example, in this country where we are, we don't really know the worth of God. We are spoiled. There are countries that people can gather like this. There are countries where if they gather and they hear they are dead, guess what? They still gather. Why? They know the worth of God. And they are ready to die because they know the worth of the one to whom they gather unto. So the first day, the Spirit of God is saying to us, see, what I'm saying is not popular. You can get angry all you want, but I just have to say what God is saying to us at this time, because God wants to crown this year so that, listen, all your worship from January till now will not be in vain. Because you have not given God the glory that is due to His name. The glory. The Bible says, give unto God glory and strength. Give to God the glory due to His name. Give. Listen, it's not by force. The same way you will willingly, by choice, snow, rail, council, be here for 11 or £1 million. Some of us don't even need £1 million. £1,000 is enough. 500. We do not understand, and God is leading us, because we're about to hit something. I'm trying my best to sound as simple as possible. It's because God is not complicated. But there's something very key that Jesus Christ said to the woman of Samaria in John chapter 4. He said, God himself is seeking for true worship. And those who worship God must not may, not they should consider, must worship God in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. Whether you believe this or not, we are in the last days, and one of my greatest fears, I'm telling you, some people think, oh yeah, I will come here because I'm the pastor. Nope. I will come here because I know the worth of God. One of my greatest fears is that on the last day, Jesus will say, I will tell him my credentials. Oh, I did this in your name. I was in the choir. I stood on the pulpit. When it was Christmas, we fed the poor. I pay my tithe, I give offering, I cast out devils, I prophesied. And then on the last day, and he will say, I never knew you. I never knew you. And I hope we understand what that word that Jesus meant there. That knowing is the same, you see, when the Bible says in Genesis that Adam knew his wife, Eve. There was an interaction, there was an intercourse, there was intimacy. I never knew you. We never deeply connected. You were just doing what you wanted to do. You didn't do it the way I said to do. You know, we sing songs and we think songs that we sing is worship. No. The songs are just an expression of the worth of God we know and we have within us. Listen, I believe strongly with my heart that God wants to do beyond what you're asking. But what God wants is your worship. Because if we don't worship God, we will worship, and we are worshiping something else. One of the first commandments of God, you shall have no other gods apart from me. So the first day, on the first, God gave us the opportunity. Let us repent. Let's have a change of mind. The year is about to end. But the year is according to our own chronological calculation. We call this 2023 or whatever. To God, every day is alike. And God is able to do anything in 1 second. Oh, Lord, I give you 7 months. In 7 months' time, listen. Don't get me wrong. There are principles that God himself set according to his word. But when it comes to God manifesting himself and manifesting his glory, it doesn't take God 1 second. There's something Paul and Silas knew when they were thrown inside that prison. All they did, The Bible said at midnight, they prayed. They sang praises. There's something that Job knew. When everything was stripped away from him, he knew that God was worth much more than whatever he lost, including the children that died, that he could fall down and worship. I'm closing now. You see, worship means we bow, we stoop. And when you bow and stoop, you stop everything you're doing. And everything goes prostrate before the one who gave you everything. So we stop. You literally stop and bow and say, Lord, you are everything. You are everything. Whatever I have, all that I am is from you. And I return to acknowledge you that you are the source of everything. You can take it away. And nobody can question you because you are the maker. So God is stopping us for the last days of 2023. Can we repent and truly give him the worship and the glory that is due to him? And stop worshiping money, things, houses, everything. And we think that when we have something and we give part of it to God, we are doing God a favor. I want everything to stop. And God gave me an order to tell all of us to come before him today. Totally. A burnt offering. And we're doing it in this order. Please, that song, Lord, I offer my life to you.